Sunny, beautiful day. You streaming us? WJR.com, the WJR app. Listen to the shows, all of them, anytime you want, because the podcasts are now there, too. The podcasts can be found at WJR.com and the WJR app. We're underway. Somebody said earlier when we were talking, I might have been Daniel Hauser, it's always people that are there behind good stories, like Mark Royce, who we're going to speak with, I think, tomorrow. Tomorrow? Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Royce. Thursday. We're still nailing down the details.
Okay. Mary Barra, Dan Gilbert, Mayor Mike Duggan, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans. I shouldn't have started to try to name people, but all the people we saw talking about the switch from GM moving their world headquarters to the Hudson's Detroit building, newly named, from the Rensen. And now a lot of people are worried about the Rensen. I think the Rensen's going to be fine. I don't know. I think the Rensen's been in trouble. And any kind of a change in getting Dan Gilbert involved, I think, is a good thing. But anyway, we talked about the people. Well, there's another person, a name that comes up around so many good things that happen in our area. Matt Friedman. He's the co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. And he is here to talk about something that a bunch of major news organizations have done that we touched on so briefly that we didn't really get into, but all the major news organizations have sent letters to President Biden and President Trump urging them to commit to debating. Let's check in with Matt Friedman, who can tell us more about that. Matt, always a pleasure. Always nice to have you involved in anything.
Thank you, Paul. I feel the same way about you, and it's great to talk to you well after sunrise for a change.
It feels better to talk well after sunrise, and I'm glad we have some sun. But, you know, the only person who I think would resist this kind of a debate would be President Biden, saying, what does he have to gain? And I think that President Trump has said several times he does want to debate.
He
said he does.
Yeah, he said he does. And this is something we're seeing at all levels of politics, and we're seeing it in business too. It's a trend. Maybe you've noticed it. Maybe your teammates have noticed it, trying to book guests. It's something I see working with clients in the PR business, is that the protective instinct over leaders that advisors have had in politics is now spread into business. And there's more fear about saying the wrong thing than there's ever been, because of what can happen if you say the wrong thing. It shows up in sound bites and commercials and on social media and on and on and on. It lives forever. And so I think that fear of saying the wrong thing is probably guiding this, not only at the presidential level, but from what I'm hearing, even at the state level, when it comes to having debates. And anytime you see news organizations that are highly competitive, no matter how broad you paint the media with a brush, these are very competitive for-profit organizations working together and saying, we'll run debates. They're not going to have commercials. We think it's in the public interest. I think that's something that the political parties have to take very seriously. It's unusual.
Well, it's let's face it, it is a general election debates, as has been stated a million times, have a rich tradition in our American democracy. They've played a vital role in every presidential election for the past 50 years. And the idea
of very highly rated, too, Paul. They're about as close as it gets to Super Bowl and NFL playoff ratings in today's TV environment. We've seen that from 2020 and 2016.
Well, that's interesting to point out. I'm glad that you have Matt Friedman, and that's doing what you do in public relations and such. You're on top of that, because we keep saying we want an involved and informed electorate, and this is about the closest we can get if we can get that kind of reaction. I'd like to see that kind of reaction at the polls when people don't show up to vote. But if they show up to watch the debate, maybe that will get them to do the right thing, which is exercise their franchise. It is an interesting issue, and I don't know, have we ever had to have the media gang up together to try to cajole these guys into debating?
Not that I know of. I know that the Commission for Presidential Debates was set up in 1988, and they had several election cycles where they were running the presidential debates. There were three of them for president, usually one or two for vice president. They'd try to have geographic diversity in places like college campus to get good audiences. They would come up with different formats so that they weren't all the same. And that seemed to work until that system was squashed, we thought, by the Ronna Romney McDaniel-led GOP a couple years ago. And now this is all in limbo. And yes, it is in the public interest. Anytime you can get candidates for anything talking with limited filters, that does sound like a good idea for the public, even though the skill of debating and the skill of zingers and sick burns or whatever you want to call them is not necessarily relevant to being president or holding any office or being in any sort of leadership position. So take the entertainment factor out of it. There is a public interest factor and actual public interest, as we talked about.
Explain sick burns to me. What do you mean by that?
That's what happens on social media when somebody comes up with a zinger in a debate and say, oh, he really burned the other guy.
Oh, I see. Really burning. I get the burning. Burned him or her. Burned him.
Yeah, forgive the vernacular. But that's often the public reaction in the moment to these debates. But if you look at the bigger picture, there's a good reason to do it, even in this environment of fear and trepidation of somebody saying the wrong thing.
You know, it occurs to me, and you mentioned now that this is happening more than ever before. Matt Friedman, co-founder, Tanner Friedman, Strategic Communications, all-around good guy, very much involved in so many positive things in our community. You mentioned that there are those consultants. I'll use the word consultants. There are those people who are telling other people what they should or should not do. Might I point out that many times those consultants are wrong? First of all, they're consulting people who have higher positions than those consultants have gotten to, if you understand what I'm saying. They're not the president. They're not the president of a company. The first thing that came to my mind when you said that about people telling you, oh, you shouldn't do this. This will look bad. Don't do that. And I can't remember the specifics because my mind is not nearly as bad as Joe Biden's. But when Bill Ford, when there was a plant explosion or fire at Ford Motor Company, Bill Ford's natural sense was to go there. And he was told.
At the Rouge. Yep.
The Rouge. Okay. And he was told, oh, no, you do not want to go there. You don't want your picture taken there. You don't want to be associated with that. They were wrong. He went, and it was the smartest and best thing he ever could have done, and that came from his heart, which is the way these people should react and not be paying a bunch of people to tell them what they should or shouldn't do. Boy, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
I don't mind being paid to help somebody figure out what to do, but the advice is follow your values.
Good for you. That's the right advice. You can always add to it and say, well, there's this that could happen, or it could go this way. This is what might be done. This is what might not be done. Whatever. Certainly you can help them understand the whole picture. But that's the best advice I've ever heard, Matt, from a guy giving advice, and that is follow your values. Follow your heart. Good for you. We got to go because we have to follow our clock.
Understood. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Matt. We'll see you around. Matt Friedman, co-founder, Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications at 128 on WJR.